Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Purpose to Service podcast. So I know our podcast schedule has been all off this week. My episode that normally goes out on Wednesdays went out on Tuesday, and then I'm randomly posting this new episode on Friday. But it is a special week, so, you know, it's okay to make some changes. So I announced earlier this week that applications to the Purpose to Service Academy were officially open. So if you guys have been listening to this podcast, have been watching my vlogs over on YouTube, then you know that I have been talking about this program for months now, telling you when applications were going to open, telling you what you can expect. We spent the past 6 weeks talking about our framework and just taking you through pricing and getting clear on what you want and how to better serve your audience. So we've been talking about all these things. So I had to come on here today to just answer some common questions that I normally receive about the Purpose to Service Academy. So I know with making any type of investment in your business, there may be some hesitations, there may be some questions, there may be even some concerns, or maybe you're just wondering if the program is a right fit for you. So I wanted to take some time today to just answer some of the most common questions. So I've been having a lot of good conversations with people over the past few days about if the Academy is going to be right for them, if it's, you know, going to help them in their specific areas of their business that they feel is like holding them back. So I figured let's just hop on here and do a podcast episode and answer all of your questions. So first up, what is the Purpose to Service Academy and what will it help you to achieve? So the Purpose to Service Academy is my 12-month group coaching program where I teach overwhelmed coaches how to build a sustainable coaching business that fuels the life that they desire. So I am really big on building a business that is going to stand the test of time. No matter if you decide to scale up or decide to scale back, you don't have to worry that when you are getting to the next level in your business that everything will fall apart. And then I also focus on helping you to fuel the life that you desire, because I see so many incredible coaches who build this amazing business and then they're left with trying to figure out how does their family, how does their friend, how does their personal desires fit into this massive thing they have built. And I don't want you to be one of those people who rushes to scale so fast and then your business falls apart, or one of those people who builds this big business and then realizes it's not really what you want to do. So throughout your 12 months inside of the Academy, we help you to build that sustainable business and by helping you to first build a solid foundation. So I know a lot of us are so excited about launching. We're so excited about putting an offer out into the world, but there are a lot of steps that we have to cover before we can get to that point. So in the Academy, we really focus on helping you to build a solid business foundation, getting clear on what you want first and foremost, helping you to get clear and to just really dig deeper into who your target audience is and who it is that you really want to work with. We help you to build or go through that market research process to make sure that you're not just creating an offer that you want, but you're creating an offer that your clients want as well. And we also focus on like your positioning and your brand messaging. So talking about how to build that solid business foundation. And we talk up too about how to create that good foundational content as well. So we talk about this in a way of that starts off with you getting clear on what you want. So again, we don't want you to build this big business that you end up realizing that you don't like, or building this big business that is taking over so much of the personal non-negotiables that you have. And then we walk you through the process of creating and launching your signature coaching offer. So when you focus on one offer versus trying to market and juggle four different offers, it creates more ease in your business. It allows you to put more focus into serving one person who has one specific problem. And you're finding that marketing becomes a lot easier. Creating content becomes a lot easier. Talking about what you do and clearly articulating that becomes a lot easier when you can focus on solely one offer. So we help you to create that solid foundation and also create and launch your signature offer throughout the 12 months that you are in the program. All right. So what options are available inside of the Academy? So I added on, if you've been watching my vlogs, you've probably heard me talk about this, but with this round for the Purpose of Service Academy, I decided to try something different and actually offer a second option for those who are looking to join the Academy. So there is now the mentorship option and also the full Academy. So the mentorship option is going to be for those who are either more experienced in their business and don't necessarily need the full curriculum, but they're still wanting access to a coach. They're still wanting access to an amazing community as they continue to grow their business. And then the full Academy is going to be for those who are looking for the full curriculum. So those who are wanting to go through the process or go through our six-step framework for creating and launching their signature service offer. So if you are someone who is more experienced or maybe even just someone who may not be quite ready for the full coaching program, you may find that the mentorship option is going to be best for you, because with the mentorship option, while you don't get access to our course library or feedback from me or the course curriculum, you still have access to our bi-weekly group coaching calls that happen inside of the community. You have access to our co-working sessions that happen every month, and you have access to our quarterly events. So our quarterly events could be networking sessions. We did a game night last quarter. It could be me bringing in another expert to do some type of live training. So you'll have access to all of our coaching calls and any of our events. And then you'll also have access to our quarterly accountability partner pairing system too. So that is something else that we just added into the community, is you being able to sign up and have an accountability partner assigned to you. So that's what you receive when you join the mentorship option. Now, the next option, of course, is the full Academy. So you get access to all the calls, you get access to all the events, and also you get that one-on-one feedback from me for all of your assignments. You get access to, of course, the Purpose to Service curriculum and access to our course library. So again, the full Academy is going to be for those who are like, I need the step-by-step strategy, and I'm not sure, you know, what is actually going on in my business that's kind of hindering me from moving forward. So that is where we really dig deeper into your business. I give you feedback on all of your assignments that you submit throughout the program as well. So the full Academy is a little bit more hands-on, high touch, and you're also getting that curriculum aspect, where the mentorship option is just for those who are just wanting to have a coach in their pocket for when problems do come up or questions do come up, or for when they are just wanting to have a like-minded community of people that they can get to know, bounce ideas off of, and get feedback from. All right, so another question that often comes up is, will you hold me accountable? So the Purpose to Service Academy is a group coaching program. It is not an accountability program. But with that said, I will follow up with you. If I don't see that you are coming onto the calls, or that you are going through the curriculum, or that you are submitting homework, I'm going to check in with you to see, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? Is everything okay? Are you still here with me? I will check in with you to make sure that everything is okay. But I cannot and will not hold your hand through the entire process. I want people to come into the Academy who are self-motivated. And I know sometimes days are hard, weeks can get hard, and you can just be tired and you need a little boost of encouragement, I can provide that for you. But I will not, you know, be emailing you every other day saying, hey, have you done this or have you done that? Or, you know, forcing you to show up for yourself. That is not what I want to do inside of the academy. And it's not something that I feel like I can provide. So yes, I will check in with you. I will make sure everything is okay. I am there to support you. If something is going on that you need to talk about, like, we can do that inside of the academy. But if you're looking for someone to hold your hand and to remind you to show up for yourself every other day, then that is not going to, the academy is not going to be for you. I really want people who are highly, like, self-motivated, who are tired of playing small, who are ready to show up and do the work, who believe that they have something of value to provide their audience and are willing to show up every day, every other day, to do the work needed to get to where they want to be. Like, that is who I want to serve inside of the academy. But with that said, like I mentioned before, when we were talking about the different options, I am implementing the quarterly accountability partner program inside of the academy. So this will be an opportunity every quarter for you to sign up for an accountability partner. I'll also provide, like, little tips and strategies and things for how that partnership can work together. So if you are looking for a little extra accountability, or if you're just like, I would rather go through this program along with someone else and we can kind of check in with each other, then that's where the accountability partner program will come in handy. So I am trying to be mindful of everyone's needs and adding in little details here and there that can really make the experience a lot easier for you. All right, so another question that often comes up is, why is there a 12-month commitment? So I require everyone to be in the program 12 months for both the mentorship and for the full academy, because there is so much that happens in your business outside of just launching. So if you're thinking about your launch, and if you're watching this on YouTube, you're watching my hands right now. If you think about your launch, it probably comes right back in the middle. What you do before your launch is just as important as what happens during your launch, if not more important, because if you don't nurture your clients before you launch, then the launch may not go as well as you hoped. So what happens before the launch? The building of your foundation, the getting clear on your messaging, the market research, the foundational content, the nurturing your audience. All of those things are extremely important before you actually get to your launch process. And then after your launch, I've had so many people come back to me and say, you know, hey, like, I had a really great launch, I brought in these new clients, and then a month or two later, things kind of died off. So a lot of people want to know, like, what do I do after my launch? Like, I had this great launch, but what comes next? So with requiring a 12-month commitment inside of the academy, I am able to be there for you every step of the way, essentially. I can dig into, like, the root of your business and really dig into figuring out, like, where the gap is happening in your business and maybe what's causing people to, like, be confused or unsure about your brand. I can walk you through your entire launch, from the pre-launch to the creating your offer to, you know, to actually going through your entire launch phase. And then I can also be there with you when you are finished with your launch and you're just trying to figure out, how do I keep this momentum going after my launch period is over? So that is why I require a 12-month commitment. And also, the curriculum that is inside of the Purpose of Service Academy is not full of fluff. Like, we dig deep into this curriculum in the program. And I think right now there are almost 30 lessons. And don't let that overwhelm you, because I try to keep the lessons, like, very minimum. But there are a lot of lessons, and that's not something you can rush through. Like, I do not believe in rushing through building your business. I do not believe in rushing through launching your offer. I am really big on intentional growth, and you can't do that in, not how I teach it anyway. You can't do what I teach in 6 weeks. it's just not possible. Or even, you know, even eight weeks. Like, it's going to take that 12-month commitment for you to truly build the business that you desire. So that is why the 12-month commitment is required. All right. So another common question is, how will I feel seen in a group? So that is a really good question, because I hear this a lot when it comes to group coaching programs. People say, I don't want to just feel like another number. I don't want to feel like a small fish in a very big pond. And I feel like I have done a really good job of making sure that all of my clients feel as seen as possible. So of course, you have to show up. But I have added in some touch points that I hope is making all of my clients feel like they are still getting that attention from me, even though it's in a group setting. So I mentioned before that whenever someone submits their assignments back to me, I give them one-on-one feedback. So this isn't a one-on-one call, but what I do is I go through their assignment, I record a Loom video, and then I send the link to that video to like a private message and to them in a private message inside of the community. So while you're not like necessarily on the phone with me getting that feedback, that still is a good opportunity for me to specifically look at your work and spend time specifically on your work and go through, help you to like, you know, make any changes or make any suggestions as well. So that is my way of making sure that you have or you are feeling seen and you're getting the attention that you need. The other way that we kind of implement this is we have monthly hot seat calls. So again, while there is no one-on-one coaching inside of the academy, the hot seat sessions are a great opportunity for one person inside of the academy to get coached by me live on like one-on-one, but the rest of the group is watching. So the hot seat sessions are a great way for one member to, of course, sit in the hot seat with me and present one piece of feedback that they're needing, one area of their business that they are feeling like they need help with, or one scenario that they need help kind of maneuvering through. And I will coach them live on those hot seat calls. And I love these calls so much because the attention is on my clients and I'm able to coach them live and we're able to kind of go back and forth. But then we also have the rest of the community there who can chime in, who can offer their suggestions, who can give feedback and provide tips as well. So the one person in the hot seat really is getting a lot of attention, and that's going to really help them to move past whatever it is that they are struggling with. And I also say too, like, yes, I am the coach inside of the community. It's my program, but you are in a community of experts. Every single person who is in my program right now is an expert at something. So I want to give them an opportunity to shine. So there have been times on these hot seat coaching calls where another member has like kind of taken over and now they are coaching the person in the hot seat, or they're offering their feedback and they're talking about what has worked for them and what hasn't worked for them in the past. And it becomes like this big meshing of masterminds. Like it becomes this beautiful experience where everyone is able to add in their opinions, add in their suggestions, to get a little bit of coaching practice in and to share their genius. And it just becomes this beautiful moment where the focus is on this one person and the goal is to help them to push past whatever they feel is holding them back. So while there is no one-on-one coaching specifically with me, And I will say there is actually some one-on-one coaching with me, because after your launch, after you launch your offer, we do have your debrief call, which is with me, where we talk about your launch, talk about what worked, what didn't work, what you can do better the next time around. So there is some like little touch points where there is more one-on-one time with me, but you won't receive those like one-on-one calls on like a weekly or a monthly basis. All right. All right, so let's see. Any other questions? So the investment. I believe in price transparency. I know a lot of people say don't put the price on the sales page because you don't want to deter people and let that be the first thing they see. And I understand that. I completely understand that. But I also believe that, one, the price does matter, you know, like when it comes to making an investment, Yes, the program can be awesome. Yes, it can provide all these amazing transformations. But if it's just not financially feasible for someone, I want them to know that ahead of time. I don't want them to have to get on a call with me and then realize what the price is. And then they almost feel like their time was wasted because they didn't know the price ahead of time. So I believe in price transparency. And I also believe that if people truly connect with me and connect with my offer, then price isn't such a big deal. It isn't such a major factor that goes into that. So the price for the mentorship option, it is $150 a month, $150 a month. There is a little discount that you receive if you do pay in full. And then for the full academy, it's $350 a month. Again, if you pay in full, there is a small discount for that as well. So I believe in price transparency. I want you to know what you're getting yourself into. And I never want anyone to feel like they have to make sacrifices in order to work with me. At least not any sacrifices that could potentially put your family or yourself in a bad space financially. So I believe in price transparency. But I am super open to answering any questions that you guys may have about the Purpose to Service Academy. But if you're listening to this and you're like, yes, Alicia, this is what I need, I invite you to go ahead and complete an application. So when you complete your application, you will also be directed to schedule a 20-minute call with me. So on this call is where we can really determine if the Purpose to Service Academy is going to be a good fit for you and could be a good fit for whatever your big goals are in your business. And it'll give you an opportunity to ask me any questions that you may have about the Academy. So all you have to do is head over to aliciarobertson.com/apply. Of course, I will leave that in the show notes. But you can head over there, just learn more about the program, read some of the testimonials, and go ahead and submit your application and schedule that 20-minute call with me. So, all right, you guys, again, if you have any questions, you can shoot me a DM over on Instagram. So I'm at the Alicia Nicole, or you can go ahead and submit your application and schedule that 20-minute call with me. All right, you guys, I will see you back at our regular day and regular time next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at the Alicia Nicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.